Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. And this program is sponsored in part by the BCTGM, that's the Bakers Union, and also AppletreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate their support very much. Hey, today we're talking with Sarah Nelson. She's with the Association of Flight Attendants Communication Workers of America. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Sarah, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You know, Sarah, you and your folks, cabin crew on the airlines, you're the first responders in the sky, and you guys are doing a great job, and you have, along with the flight deck crew and everybody else in American aviation, made the industry, far safer than driving, if I was to fly to New York or drive to New York, it's safer to fly. And people don't think about that because, you know, quite frankly, it is such a rarity when something happens. And that's because of the great work that everybody in the industry is doing. And it's been going that way for a number of years. Yet, unfortunately, we lost a number of Americans at the beginning of the year. And then Donald Trump turns around and tweets about bragging about how he's written herd on the airline industry and made them a much safer group and organization, and it's all because of him, when that trend's been going on for the last decade.
Yeah. So zero deaths in commercial aviation since 2009. It's the safest period of aviation ever, and that has been because of the people on the front lines who have demanded that we have proper safety regulations in place. And as you and I have talked about many times, we still need to do more. So we got, improved pilot rest rules and training requirements after the Colgan crash in 2009. Flight attendant fatigue provisions and improved rest got left on the committee floor when that happened. So we've still got to improve that. But it has been a relentless effort by the people of aviation to make sure that aviation is safe. And people do take that for granted because we do such a good job. But that is, that takes the people on the front lines. It takes public, private, union partnerships and safety reporting to make this possible. And safety culture is an inclusive culture. There are so many things wrong with that statement from the president. It's really offensive to the people who make this their life's work and who, dedicate themselves to this in many different ways, both on the job and also as activists to make sure
right.
that we have the best safety regulations, and also to keep the U.S. aviation industry safe from unfair global competition as well, so that we don't choke out the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was a strange thing. It was a strange thing to start out the year picking up the news in aviation, and this was a private plane, but just on New Year's Eve, we had 10 Americans die in a private plane crash in Costa Rica. And on the heels of that, this is what the president says all about himself, all about, the aviation and taking credit for what the people of the aviation industry have made possible. And what was really bizarre for me was, I've been watching these tweets at people, about people, and to suddenly sort of be in the middle of it. And I have to tell you, my phone was ringing off the hook from different news agencies wanting our take on this. And, I was in a place where his words don't matter. They mean nothing to me, because he hasn't followed through on anything that he said he was going to do, and continually it's just about him. And that's not how aviation works. That's not how our country works. But his words do affect how people feel about the U.S., and as we saw with this latest threat, or what we thought was a threat in Hawaii, people were scared. They were running for their lives. They were explaining to their children in a very short time what war was and what it would mean. They thought that their lives were over. And the reason that they thought that that could all be true is because of the rhetoric coming out of the White House. And I this is really concerning to us in aviation, because commercial aviation, we know, is still a primary target for those who wish to do harm to the United States. So we're very concerned about his words. We're concerned about the way that he is treating people who are being, you know, families are being ripped apart because of his stance on DACA and immigration policy. And this is not the right way to be moving to keep America safe.
I agree. How and sir, I mean, you know, I got to, you and I have had this conversation before, and quite frankly, that, you know, if I'm on board an aircraft and I hear somebody, look, you guys are the first responders in the air. You guys are protecting the American public, the traveling public, and because of your efforts and other people like you within the industry, we are safer today than we have been for, you know, and when people are taking cheap shots at the industry for their own benefit, quite frankly, it's appalling. And my point is we need to continue to educate the public to make sure that they understand it's because of the professionals and in spite of the rhetoric and some of the silliness that goes on that from governmental agencies. Like, hey, you know, reflagging and allowing maintenance of American flagged aircraft to be performed overseas.
That's right.
These kinds of things. Now, I am sorry, and it's not that I got anything against anybody overseas, but if that's an American aircraft and it enjoys the protections of being an American aircraft, let's make sure that it's maintained here domestically. I want domestic crews. Nothing personal, folks, but it's a lot easier for me to get a security clearance for you, Sarah, than it is for somebody from somewhere in a third world country that we don't know who it is.
That's right, and we can control the safety and security when we have those issues handled in the United States and by regulators in the United States. And if we allow our industry to be controlled by other entities, well, we saw what happened when our economy went down, when the airline industry was attacked. We saw how that affected all of our communities across the United States. We saw, and we can also see when we don't have access to infrastructure, to transportation infrastructure, questions come about whether or not we can mobilize supplies when there's a disaster, like in Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
You know, do we really want to cede our U.S. airline industry and move our troops around on foreign airlines or be subject, you know, to the approval of other governments to do that? It's just not smart.
No.
But let me just give you a ray of hope here. The people of this country are making changes for safety and standing up and making good changes in the face of, I think, some really terrible rhetoric. And the other issue that we have been working on almost nonstop is addressing sexual assault and sexual harassment on planes.
Mm-hmm.
And that has only been made possible because there are women who are coming together to support each other, to have each other's backs, and make sure that the victim of sexual harassment and assault have a voice. And this is not just a moment in time. It is a movement. And on our planes, this has been an epidemic like everywhere else, silent epidemic, that is now being uncovered. And we're actually going to be able to make some positive change. I do want to lift up two airlines that were really responsive and great on this. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz immediately responded to our call within 24 hours to make sure that there is a zero tolerance policy that is communicated, to reiterate the reason that the flight attendants are on the plane and that we should be respected for our work as aviation's first responders, and to renounce the past objectification of flight attendants that undercuts our authority. And Alaska Airlines as well is interfacing with us and has been clear about a zero tolerance policy and is working with us on improving guidelines and training. The rest of the industry has been slow to respond. But this is a moment where we can actually make real change. And this is about equality because, you know, sexual assault, sexual harassment, it's not about sex. It's about power. And if we can expose this and make sure that everyone understands that it's not acceptable, it's an issue of equality. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we are pushing forward on equality. And the more space that we give for everyone in our country to participate, the better off our democracy is going to be. We're going to take it back, and it's going to better represent the people of this country.
There you go. Sarah, how do we find out more about the AFA-CWA?
Visit us at afacwa.org. Really simple. And you can hear about or learn about all of these issues we've been talking about today.
There you go. Sarah, thank you very much for what you do for on behalf of the entire flying public. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Charles.
Okay. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Sarah Nelson of the AFA-CWA. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.